Telemundo's Jose Diaz-Balart vowed to find those responsible.
Do a full investigation, find out the facts, find out who perpetrated these terrible acts, and bring them to justice.
More on the interview with President Obama and Jose Diaz-Balart this morning on Un Nuevo Día on Telemundo. This is NBC News Radio. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Expectations are that it will take new action to jolt the lackluster U.S. economy. The United Nations says the number of children under the age of 5 who die annually fell to less than 7 million in 2011. However, it says about 19,000 still die every day from largely preventable causes. Tropical Storm Nadine, just below hurricane strength, about 800 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, at this time not expected to threaten the U.S. coastline. And a woman who paid $7 for a box of trinkets at a West Virginia flea market 2 years ago, turns out bought an original painting in that stuff by French Impressionist Renoir. She's going to throw the painting away and use the frame, but decided to have it evaluated and could sell at auction now for $75,000 to $100,000. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as 1 day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
A flat-screen TV? Science. Your cell phone? Science. Exxon Mobil and clean? Science. You see, all Exxon and Mobil smart gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits, designed to help clean intake valves, formulated to help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even improve fuel economy. Thank goodness somebody paid attention during chemistry. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
Toys R Us has a solution for parents who want to avoid being trampled trying to grab this year's It toy for the holiday season, or at least avoid having to pay exorbitant prices to avoid a child's disappointment. The chain is launching a program that allows shoppers to reserve certain toys simply by using a down payment. This follows the recent announcement of free layaway at Toys R Us. Stock futures are in the red this morning as Wall Street waits to hear from the Federal Reserve later today. For weeks, expectations have been growing that unsatisfactory economic growth would spark the Fed into action with another round of bond buying or quantitative easing 3. But even if the Fed does announce something today, more economists wonder whether it will make any difference. Most economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal worry more stimulus would be a mistake without much of an effect on jobs, economic growth, or even inflation. Ahead of the decision, S&P futures are down about 2 points now. NASDAQ giving back 8.5. Dow futures are in the red by 17. I'm Steve Potus in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil and say, hooray! Oh, no. We work to bring you deals on oil. And then we say, hooray.
Slow and cool-like.
Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil with filter for just $20.99. Wait for it. Hooray. A Pennzoil oil change special, just $20.99. Only at Advance. Service is our best part. Advance.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Well, ready or not, here we come. Thank you for punching in 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Thursday, September 13th, in the year of our Lord 2012. It is a pleasure to be with you again at your service, here to provide empowering information, perhaps some hope, always a dose of reality. And I assure you, by the time our 4 hours are up today, you will know a little bit more about something. What that is, I don't know, than you knew before the show started. We've got a great lineup of guests on the show today and very excited to get to it because we've got some great stuff. Joining us just after 7 o'clock will be one of my favorite activists. Sondra Williams will be joining us. In fact, Chris Mihalakis, who is the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, replaced Sondra, who, quote-unquote, retired. And when I talked to her the other day, she told me she's still trying to figure out the retirement thing. Anyway, Sondra Williams will be with us today to talk about a worship service this afternoon, Faith Advocates for Jobs, and certainly a little bit of prayer, maybe a whole lot of prayer, can't hurt. Our favorite journalist, Susan Demas, joins us from Mirrors News Service and MLive.com. Our friend, president of Teamsters Local 299, the plain-spoken union boss himself, Kevin Moore, will be with us. And we'll round out the show with the aforementioned president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, my friend and yours, Chris Mihalakis. So we've got plenty to get to as we work our way through this Thursday program. I'm very excited. After the show today, I am going to speak to retirees at UAW Local 182. And I've got to tell you, I have a special place in my heart for 182. When I ran for Congress, it was the very first union hall I visited on my quest to become a congressman. Unfortunately, I didn't win that race, but that's okay. I have the experience. There's, I guess, something to be said for that. Anyway, with all that said, let's do what we always do and get things started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is November. We can say November 6th, but let's just leave it at November. Really, there should be nothing else on your mind, at least in the political part of your mind, between now and November 6th, but November. And the quickest path to victory is feet on the ground. That means you stepping up. That means me stepping up, part of what I'm doing today by going to speak to the good retirees at UAW Local 182 is all about November. Back on the show, we are continually focused on November. We'll be talking a lot about November today and tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. In fact, I'm speaking on Sunday morning at a Teamsters Local about November. Folks, listen. We can play the game all we want after especially the blunder we saw from Mitt Romney over the last day and a half over what happened in Libya. we really need to focus on November. We really need to make sure that we are empowering our friends, our families, those that are close to us, our coworkers, I don't care, complete strangers, to remind them that it is about November. And although, you know, you might think it's a lot of time, I think we're at 55 days, it's going to fly by. So just be very careful. Just be very, very careful. You take nothing for granted. Polls out in the Free Press yesterday showed the president with a 10-point lead here in the state of Michigan. Ignore it. Although we'll talk about it, ignore it. We need to make sure we get people out to vote, and that is going to happen in November. So, today's first word is November. And before we get to November, we, of course, have to finish September and go through October. October happens to be playoff month in baseball and World Series. And so let's welcome Anthony back to the program this morning. And, well, the Tigers did it last night, winning when they have to. But I'm telling you, they're making me nervous. Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling quite all right. By the way, I'm borrowing your black suit coat for my speech today.
Nope.
It's already in the truck.
Oh, all right, then.
Sorry. Anyway, Tigers won last night.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they had to give up about four runs before they left the field, but, yeah, they look good.
Well, you know, interestingly, Max Scherzer, who pitched last night, pitched one hell of a game. It was in relief that the Tigers gave up most of the runs they gave up last night. I believe Max only gave up one run in the time that he was on the mound. And apparently Jim Leland is, as you know, he's a pitch count kind of guy, and Scherzer was at his pitch count, so he didn't send him back out there. All that being said, they do end up winning last night. They've got one more game with Chicago in Chicago. Of course, if they win that tonight, they are tied again for the lead, for first place in the Central. But Anthony, as I was looking at the wild card picture this morning, the Tigers are five games out. It looks like they're going to have to win their division or play exceptionally good baseball the remainder of the season to even be considered in the mix for the playoffs.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to win the division because the wild card is right now between Boston and Oakland, and they both are on pace to win about 95 games, and I think the Tigers could win 95 if they don't lose a game for the rest of the year. So we're gonna definitely have to win the division.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna go the entire year without losing another game. So the good news is, and you got to give a lot of credit to Austin Jackson. I mean, Anthony, is he not having a breakout year or what?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's just been great out there. I mean, he's hitting like 306, and he has the 20 home runs and like the 60 RBIs. He looks great.
He was 3-for-5 last night. 3-for-5.
Well, Granderson had two home runs last night, if we're still keeping count.
Well, you know, were they at home? Because it's easy in the new Yankee Stadium. But I think
they were there, Boston, but there's not a difference.
You're right. You're right. I'll still take that trade any day of the week. I still think we certainly got the better part of that trade.
Oh, I agree. I mean, Granderson is hitting 250 right now. I mean, we needed the leadoff guy that hits 300 to get on base, not the guy that hits 40 home runs a year.
Right. Well, and, of course, Austin Jackson's strikeouts are way down over the last 2 years, which is which bodes well. And so we'll just have to wait and see how the rest of the year goes. Miguel Cabrera certainly didn't do anything to cool off the talk about him being the MVP this year. He also went 3-for-5 last night and continues to pound the ball. You know, it's interesting, Anthony. You stop and you take a look. He changes positions. Not that he wasn't unfamiliar with third base, but he hadn't played it in a long time. A lot of concern before the season started that he wasn't quick enough to be at that spot. And yet here he's having certainly his best year as a Tiger and close to one of the best years in his career. Man, oh, man, if that's what it takes to light a fire under him, change his position again next year, I don't care.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah, I mean, but he did make the transition well back to third. I think after as the year went on, he got more comfortable. That eye thing right off the bat didn't help him, but he looks good now. I mean, he takes his time throwing to first. He doesn't rush anything, and I only think I've seen him make one or two errors the whole year at third base.
Right. Well, I'm sure we can look up how many errors he's had this year, but yeah, he's played certainly better than I think most people thought he would at the corner there, and he's done quite well. Very quickly before we get to the break. I understand that Chris Houston practiced yesterday for the Lions. Although he was limited in practice, he did practice. So chances are, I don't know, about 70% that he'll play on Sunday. I know that the Lions worked out six free agent defensive backs yesterday. No announcement, though, after that if they have signed anybody. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, considering our top three DBs are out, it's scary. Going the next couple weeks with we don't know who's going to be back there.
All right. Well, on tomorrow morning show, of course, we'll make our weekend picks, both Michigan, Michigan State, and the Detroit Lions for the weekend, as tomorrow is Friday. And certainly look forward to doing that. So thanks, Anthony, and go Tigers. You got to continue to win. Again, I really believe they have to win the division if they expect to make the playoffs. Not the best position, unfortunately, not the best position to be in, but they just have to win. They know what they need to do. This is not a stupid ball club. They just need to continue to do that. All right, we are just about a minute away from the break. I'll remind you, as I always do, you're welcome to join us at any time, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, as always, tony@thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, you can follow us at Tony Trupiano. We've got a Facebook poll question up this morning with the new deal between Governor Snyder and Dave Bing and lessening that lease from 99 to 30 years, making Belle Isle Estate Park. Is it a good deal for the city of Detroit? If you're on Facebook and you have yet to like the Facebook page, well, just search for First Shift. Go ahead and like it. Go ahead and vote in the poll. Let's take a quick break here. Much more to get to when we continue on First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your early morning commute, no major problems anywhere, but we do have a disabled vehicle. It's on 94 westbound near Van Dyke. Left lane is blocked. There's a person changing a tire there, so please use some caution in that area. That is your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. Feel free to give us a call. We've got some audio we're going to get to here in just a moment. But before we do that, we will go to the phones and welcome my friend Tom in Detroit. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk. It's useless to talk about Romney, but, I mean, I encourage him, you know, to keep on talking and knee-jerk reacting to situations. I mean, we have one president in this country. I think he tended to forget that. He thought he was president, and he ended up making an ass out of himself. But, Dave, you know, in terms of the Belle Isle Agreement, Tony, that the bit about that fee should have been done a long time ago. I'm saying that where they're going to charge a vehicle fee.
Yes.
Now, you know, and I'm pretty sure Snyder and them rolled the dice, and they says, okay, we'll make him an offer of 99 years. And, you know, and the engine will say, you ask for more than what you want, that way you'll get what you get what you get. And I just think that 99 years was entirely too long for a lease deal.
So you're okay with the 30-year lease?
Well, I mean, when you compare it to 90, Tony, yeah. But, I mean, 30 to me, I mean, I thought it should have been maybe about 15, you know, right there. But I'm saying to this point, I mean, May 2nd in the Detroit News, the article was, city budget cuts means longer grass and restroom closures. And I'm sitting there going like, well, hell, if you can't cut the grass and if you can't keep the restrooms open, you don't need to be in the business of running the park, okay? And, I mean, you know, I'm not saying the state was no, I mean, you know, we've had some real bad experience with the state takeover, you know, to public schools. But, you know, to come in and to offer more than what the city can offer in terms of hopefully restoring Belle Isle back to its glory days of, you know, of the time gone by, that would be wonderful. Because you know what? People don't want anything more than what was already there. You know, talking about from the glory days in terms of like the pony rides, you know, the canoes and the bikes and stuff like it. You know, just stuff that had already been there that they had lost.
Well, you know, Tom, obviously you've spent a considerable amount of time on Belle Isle. I've been to Belle Isle many, many times. It is it is sad to see how it has fallen into such disrepair.
No, it is.
There is already good news. I mean, you know, certainly millions of dollars will now be spent where it needs to be spent. That $10 a car is an annual fee, not every time. Well, you know, people got to start listening. Tom, you know, I said yesterday on the show, it's an annual fee. It gets you into the park for the whole year. I'm not paying $10 every time. You don't have to do it every time you go on to Belle Isle. Sweet God,
you know,
people.
But you know what, Tony? Those are the people who are opposed to a fee period. They will try and take that and spin it that way.
Then don't go. Then don't go to the park.
Well, exactly. And I mean, you know, and now too, and thank God for Roger Penske when they went out there and cleaned that fountain up and what have you. But, you know, like I said, we'll finally start to see Belle Isle hopefully be restored to the gem that it once was, and it'll be the island that gleams in the river.
Oh, I got to tell you, and I don't know if you'll agree with this, Tom, but I believe some of the best views of the city are found by being on Belle Isle.
Listen, I remember during the, if you notice, like during basketball games, football games, and things like that, they always give you a shot of the city from Belle Isle.
Yep, you're right. They do. They absolutely do.
And I remember when they would come back from breaks from the commercials from the Grand Prix, and what do you see? You see the aerial view of the island, or you see a camera. Not that you see the camera, but you would see the city, you know, the skyline from Belle Isle. And I mean, you can't buy that kind of PR right there.
No, you can't. And I couldn't agree with you more. I'm glad that they've put a deal together. Of course, you know, Tom, before I let you go, I got to ask you, because City Council needs to approve this deal, and they haven't proven to be very cooperative. In fact, I would suggest City Council has been obstructionist for quite a long time now. What's the likelihood they'll go along with this, you think?
Well, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic that it'll probably come down to a 5-4 vote. They'll say yes.
Well, let's hope so. Tom, as always, I appreciate your call. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. 888-552-3595. We'll wait to after the bottom of the hour to get into an update on Libya. And for those of you that have not been following the news, there was another attempt to breach another U.S. embassy in Yemen overnight. Not successful. Six people did get through the perimeter. They were stopped at the gate. That did not go forward. But certainly we can see that there is a great deal of aggression towards the United States. And there is a lot of speculation yesterday that this is in response to the anniversary of 9/11/01. That has not been confirmed. There's also speculation that the protest in Benghazi was actually a diversion that allowed the terrorists to perpetrate the heinous act upon the four Americans, including the ambassador, that were killed on Tuesday. So a lot still to learn about this, but there's a lot to learn, period, about the people that are involved, the players in this game, including the President of the United States, our State Department, and one Willard Romney. And again, after the break, we're really going to get into the pissing match that's going on right now. But what Mitt Romney did over the last 48 hours or so, I think are very, very telling. And we certainly need to pay attention, and we will. You'll listen to part of a press conference that he gave yesterday that's literally uncomfortable to listen to. But we'll get to all of that on the other side of the break. So you can look forward to hearing that. I do want to speak briefly about speaking. Actually, I mentioned at the top of the show, and I want to get this in now, and I'll mention it a little later on in the show. I'm speaking at the UAW Local 182 to the retirees this morning, and I got another request overnight. Folks, I don't charge to speak, and I have been getting that question a lot lately, as I've been encouraging you to reach out to me to have me come in and speak to your groups or organizations. The first question a lot of you are asking is, what do I charge? I don't charge anything. This is about the movement. It's about us. It's about solidarity. I couldn't do this with a clear conscience if I were trying to profit off the message. I'm not. I'm trying to empower people to become more active. Don't worry if you'd like me to come speak to your group and I've got time on my schedule. I'm going to do it. It's not going to cost you a dime. I don't charge to speak, but I understand why you might think I do, but I don't. And I'm glad to I'm glad to do what I do. I don't even consider it volunteering. It's just part of the cause. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get the president's reaction to Libya. We'll hear from Mitt Romney, and trust me, you're going to get a whole lot of opinion from this host. 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. The Thursday program is underway. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, and it's all clear so far. Just following construction, Dixie Highway northbound to 75. That ramp is closed until 7 a.m. Road construction has reduced down to two lanes on 275 southbound between Ann Arbor Road and 94. And you reduced down to two lanes also on 94 eastbound between Telegraph and Outer Drive. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Poor Alec just keeps bumbling, stumbling, and tumbling. You could feel sorry for such a hapless soul, except that this isn't a person, but the soulless ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. This secretive corporate front is behind hundreds of regressive and repressive bills that are being pushed through Republican-controlled state legislatures. Its bills and tactics are so venomous that 35 of ALEC's brand-name corporate funders, from Amazon to Walmart, have withdrawn their names and money this year. But with the billionaire Koch brothers and others behind it, ALEC will continue stumbling ahead with his far-right agenda. Condemning it is one thing, but what's really needed is a non-corporate, independent, above-board, overtly progressive alternative to ALEC's special interest backroom conniving. A clean source of model legislation readily available for the consideration of local and state public officials and the public at large. Well, great news, folks. ALICE will soon arrive. The American Legislative and Issues Campaign Exchange, or ALICE, is not just a clever play on ALEC's name, but an effective counter to its agenda and methods. Originated by Joel Rogers, one of progressive America's most creative thinkers and doers, ALICE will offer a one-stop, web-based public library of about 1,000 model laws on a wide range of policy issues, complete with in-depth background materials. It's a nationwide cooperative effort that already has enlisted a couple of hundred professors, policy experts, students, lawyers, and others who are volunteering their brains, energy, and time to assemble a first-rate, easily accessible library open to all lawmakers, mayors, grassroots groups, media, and, well, everyone. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you'd like to help ALICE in some way, go to www.alicelaw.org.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-888.
855-252-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for punching in with us on First Shift this morning. About an hour after, well, a little less than an hour after the show was done yesterday, President Obama addressed the nation, and this is an excerpt from his remarks.
Today we mourn for more Americans who represent the very best of the United States of America. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act, and make no mistake, justice will be done. Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. It's especially tragic that Chris Stevens died in Benghazi because it is a city that he helped to save. At the height of the Libyan Revolution, Chris led our diplomatic post in Benghazi. With characteristic skill, courage, and resolve, he built partnerships with Libyan revolutionaries and helped them as they planned to build a new Libya. He was a role model to all who worked with him and to the young diplomats who aspire to walk in his footsteps. Along with his colleagues, Chris died in a country that is still striving to emerge from the recent experience of war. Today, the loss of these four Americans is fresh, but our memories of them linger on. I have no doubt that their legacy will live on through the work that they did far from our shores and in the hearts of those who love them back home.
All right, President Barack Obama, of course, Mitt Romney doubling down on his asinine behavior from the night before, had his own press conference yesterday. An excerpt from Mitt Romney's press conference airs now.
I think it's a terrible course for America to stand in apology for our values. That instead, when our grounds are being attacked and being breached, that the first response of the United States must be outrage at the a breach of the sovereignty of our nation. An apology for America's values is never the right course.
Governor Romney, do you think, though, coming so soon after the events really had unfolded overnight was appropriate to be weighing in on this as this crisis is unfolding in real time?
The White House also issued a statement saying it tried to distance itself from those comments and said they were not reflecting of their views. I had the exact same reaction. These views were inappropriate. They were the wrong course to take. When our embassy has been breached by protesters, the first response should not be to say, yes, we stand by our comments that suggest that there's something wrong with the right of free speech.
Governor, some people have said that you jumped the gun a little in putting that statement out last night and that you should have waited until more details were available. Do you regret having that statement come out so early before we learned about all of the things that were happening?
I don't think we ever hesitate when we see something which is a violation of our principles. We express immediately when we feel that the president and his administration have done something which is inconsistent with the principles of America. Simply put, having an embassy which has been breached and has protesters on its grounds, having violated the sovereignty of the United States, having that embassy reiterate a statement effectively apologizing for the right of free speech is not the right course for an administration. I think President Obama has demonstrated a lack of clarity as to a foreign policy.
Wow. I don't even know where to begin with that very uncomfortable, rambling mess, which avoided answering directly any questions. I should remind you that the United States never apologized for anything. When Mitt Romney initially made remarks about what happened in Libya, it was 6 hours before any violence had erupted. And in fact, some suggested yesterday that, and I'm saying conservatives, not liberals. Many conservatives suggested yesterday that Mitt Romney just doesn't understand foreign policy. You know, there's that old saying that politics should stop at the water's edge. Well, yesterday was one of those examples, and unfortunately, Mitt Romney certainly had a right to express his sorrow. We certainly respect his and welcome his prayers and sympathy to the families of the victims. We certainly understand and would appreciate and do appreciate his outrage over what happened. But to politicize an event like this, to make his opponent, and I get it, we're in a presidential campaign, but to make his opponent, who happens to be the president of the United States, who happens to be diplomatically dealing with these issues as they are unfolding and not just playing candidate, well, it's dangerous for somebody like Mitt Romney. And it's very telling because we now know that as president, he would overreact. In fact, let's listen to just a little bit more audio, a little more than 20 seconds of President Obama responding to what Mitt Romney had to say.
There's a broader lesson to be learned here. And, Governor Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first, name later. And as president, one of the things I've learned is you can't do that. It's important for you to make sure that the statements that you make are backed up by the facts and that you've thought through the ramifications before you make them.
Do you think it was irresponsible?
I'll let the American people judge that.
And the American people are judging it. And yes, it was and is irresponsible. Now, Mitt Romney, in the soundbite we played, was the second time he addressed this issue. He could have backed off. He could have found a way to nuance his way out of making an ass out of himself on Tuesday night. But no, once again, as he has done so many times, especially as it relates to foreign policy, he's doubled down on his stupidity. The man continues to make a complete ass of himself. And I get it. The Republicans only have him. I'm really sorry that you only have him. But, folks, you know what? As Republicans, you're the ones that nominated him, so you got to live with it. If this economy were just, slightly better, there would be no contest here at all. But Mitt Romney, interestingly enough, instead of staying on the one topic that gets him traction, which is the economy and jobs, all right, which are tied together, so it's one topic, he now, tiptoes into foreign policy where he has continued to show himself an imbecile. We could talk about China, the mistakes he made talking about that as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in the process of negotiating the release of the blind Chinese dissident, which she successfully did. What did Mitt Romney do while she was doing that negotiating? He criticized what was going on, only to see success hours later. Let's mention, at the Olympics, criticizing London for not being prepared from a security standpoint for the Olympics. And then he tries to talk that away as being just a little friendly advice to an ally, as if he knows. Oh, I get it. He ran an Olympics. He knows a little bit about security. You don't think the people in England knew a little bit about security, Willard? I mean, that's ridiculous. Every time he ventures into foreign policy, he reminds us that he has no experience. Now let me remind you that his running mate, Paul Ryan, has literally no foreign policy experience. So once again, we're faced with a vice presidential choice, one heartbeat away from the presidency, that has little to no foreign policy experience at all. Mitt Romney's only foreign policy experience is the advice he's getting from his staff, which doesn't seem to be very good advice. He has to be careful. We'll just walk you back a couple weeks where Mitt Romney said that Russia is our number one geopolitical foe. Colin Powell said that it was a mistake to say that. And why? Because it's not true. Oh, sweet God, if I were a Republican right now, I'd be pulling my hair out, or chances are most of you are already losing yours. You know what? I get that people are unhappy with President Obama, and there are going to be a lot of people that are not voting for Mitt Romney, but voting against Barack Obama. Think long and hard before you make that decision. Think long and hard before you walk into that polling place and you walk into that voting booth and you mark your ballot. Think long and hard about what you're doing. I don't think it's ever good politics to vote against someone. You always should vote for someone. And folks, if the last couple days, if not the last couple months, just in foreign policy alone, isn't enough to show you that Mitt Romney is not only not prepared to be president, but is not presidential, I don't know what it will take. But you know what? I'm going to keep paying attention. I'm going to keep bringing it to you, and I'm going to keep holding Mitt Romney as responsible for his actions as I would hold Barack Obama. He wants to play the game, we'll play the game. But Mitt, it's got to be real easy for you. All you have to do is open your mouth and let whatever happens to be in that brain of yours tumble out. Because it doesn't seem at this point that you care about winning this race. All you care about is making yourself look like whatever you need to look like on any given day. Well, it's Thursday. What Willard will we get today? All right, much more on the other side. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
On 1310
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift,
Junior Senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who joins us now.
Yeah, well, we in Michigan are a tough, independent lot. Folks expect you to work hard and earn their vote, and so I work hard to do that every day. And having lived in Michigan my whole life, I feel a real commitment to Michigan to make sure that I'm there in the middle of the fights that are going to make the difference for us.
First Shift on 1310 WDPW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning on this Thursday, September 13th, 2012, 888-552-3595, continue to be just astounded by Mitt Romney's idiocy. I truly am. I mentioned this at the top of the show. For those of you that have been looking at the Free Press this morning, you'll see that there's a poll out that shows that Barack Obama is, after the convention, up by 10 percentage points over Mitt Romney. Now, remember, there are 50-something days till Election Day, and polls are polls, and they give us a snapshot of right now. So we need to be careful, and I don't want people to get a false sense of security about Barack Obama's chances here in the state of Michigan. But I will tell you that after what Mitt Romney did yesterday, it's certainly not going to help him here at all, and it's certainly not going to help him nationally, no question about that. Senator Debbie Stabenow, by the way, in a same poll, is up over 11 points on her opponent, Pete Hoekstra. But we do need to remind ourselves, we still have 50-something days to Election Day. There's a lot of money that will be spent on lying, and we need to just continue to work. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Marianne in Southfield. Marianne, thanks so much for giving us a call this morning.
Hi. Well, you're welcome. I'm happy. I'm calling to let you know that I was very disappointed when President Mubarak of Egypt, and that's been a while ago, when he was asking our country for aid, and for a good number of years he had been our ally, and our country did not support him at all. And him being our ally, I was shocked, because I really don't usually follow any of this stuff, but when I noticed our country starting to fall apart, because, like, I'm 75 years old, and I have never seen this country in such bad state. But when he did not get the support from our White House, then he left, as well as others that left, and now we have a takeover of some very violent people who hate our country and the people who were allies, especially President Mubarak, because Egypt is a huge country, and to lose that support is nasty. There are so many things that were done to turn allies against us from our administration. I'm just horrified that when our president, and I frankly like the guy. I like his smile. I think he's a friendly, cordial fellow. But when he went to England and he was kind of crude with the Queen, England, of course, being our ally, I see not only our country but the world falling apart.
Well, Marianne, with all, and thank you for your call. I appreciate your call, and I'm afraid you're getting your news from the wrong sources. The President Obama was not rude or crude to the Queen. Nothing could be further from the truth. It seems to me that you're reiterating Fox News talking points, and that's unfortunate. Listen, I don't, you know, that's nice that you think the President has a nice smile. I'm not too concerned about the President's smile. I think this President, from a foreign policy standpoint, has exceeded all expectations that anybody could have had of this man. He has strengthened our position in the world. He has made us safer and stronger than we've ever been. Only Mitt Romney would criticize the president on September 11th for claiming that we are less safe now than we were 11 years ago, when we had a national security expert on the show that very day who was involved on September 11th, 2001. Definitively say that the president has done an exceptional job. This president, Barack Obama, has done an exceptional job with national security. We have to be careful, Marianne. We have to be very, very careful, Marianne, that we don't just listen to the Republican talking points. They reiterate over and over and over again the same things, and unfortunately, it's what's called a meme. If you hear it enough times, it just becomes true, even if it's not. Chris Matthews on Hardball two nights ago shared a statistic that blew my mind. In a recent poll in Ohio, people were asked if the president were born in the United States of America. 35% of those polled in Ohio believe the president wasn't born here. It has been proven that he was born here, proven definitively, without a shadow of a doubt. Yet 35% of those polled, ladies and gentlemen, in Ohio still believe the president is not a citizen of this country. What does that tell you about the lie machine of the GOP and how powerful they are? And it's not just Rush Limbaugh, and it's not just Bill O'Reilly, and it's not just Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, and I could go on and on and on, because conservatives rule the airwaves, both on television and in radio and in print. This idea, another meme, that there is such a thing as a quote-unquote liberal media is ridiculous. Now, I'm talking about the media in general. Are there left-leaning people on television? Yes. Are there left-leaning people on radio? I'm one of them, of course. Are there left-leaning people in print? Absolutely. But, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the media is so conservative, I think we have the trouble just finding an objective news source. That's why often I suggest you go to the Times of the Times of London. You go to some international papers. You're going to get a much different snapshot of what's happening in this country than is reported by the media here. Marianne, I do appreciate the call, and I understand your concern, but you need to be careful where you're getting your information from, or at least obviously you're listening to this show, so you are diversifying your information gathering, but be very, very careful not to fall into the trap that the Republicans have successfully set. If we say it enough times, people will just choose to believe it because they're going to hear it over and over and over again. Oh, my, oh, my. As we get closer, remember, our first word today was November. As we get closer to November, as I said just about 20 minutes ago, the money will be spent, and I said this yesterday, and I'll repeat it again today. I can bet with beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Republicans are not going to spend a red cent promoting Mitt Romney. They're going to put the millions upon millions of advertising dollars they have into negative ads showing the president as being something that he is not. Let the voter beware. Let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. When we continue, my friend Sondra Williams will join us. There is a worship service this evening that you may want to attend. It is sponsored by Faith Advocates for Jobs. We'll find out who they are and what they're all about. And listen, as I said, a little bit of prayer or a whole lot of prayer can't hurt at this point. Susan Demas from Mears and MLive.com will be with us as well for her weekly visit, and a whole lot more as we work our way through this Thursday morning program. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back after the top of the hour news.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, and it's all clear so far. Just following construction, Dixie Highway northbound to 75. That ramp is closed until 7 a.m. Road construction has reduced down to two lanes on 275 southbound between Ann Arbor Road and 94, and you reduced down to two lanes also on 94 eastbound between Telegraph and Outer Drive. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. at Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Sana'a, Yemen is the latest flashpoint for American diplomats. Protesters, riled up by a controversial anti-Muslim internet video, stormed the gates of the U.S. Embassy. NBC's Richard Engel.
An angry mob tried to climb the fence, was throwing stones at the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a. They set some tires on fire. They were raising posters denouncing that internet movie.
Also this morning, protesters in Egypt once again clashing with police near the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Hundreds of thousands of Chicago students will stay home from school again today as the strike by public school teachers enters a fourth day. Teacher performance evaluations, a key sticking point. And the secret is out. Big Mac with cheese contains 704 calories. McDonald's, in an action sure to rock the fast food world, says it will post calories for all items on its menu boards. Health advocates are applauding the news. This is NBC News Radio. President Obama says, make no mistake, the people who killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three members of his staff at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, will be brought to justice.
What we have to do now is to do a full investigation, find out the facts, find out who perpetrated these terrible acts, and bring them to justice.
The president in an exclusive interview on Telemundo. Finally, some good news about the West Nile outbreak. CDC says the mosquito-borne disease is on the wane now after more than 2,600 cases and 118 deaths. The wait has ended for Apple fans. The iPhone 5 has arrived. It's thinner, faster, has a bigger screen, but also has a different charging port. You'll need a new cord or adapter. Meantime, the folks at USA Today have come up with 11 things to do with your old iPhone, saying you could sell it or give it to the kids so they'll stop using yours. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each filling cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Wall Street is focused on the Fed this morning as traders wait to see if any more economic stimulus is in the pipeline. Stocks have rallied to multi-year highs recently on hopes for more quantitative easing, dubbed QE3, but a growing chorus of economists are saying even if the Fed does pull the trigger today, any effect on the economy is likely to be minimal. Stock futures are reflecting some of that worry. S&P futures are down 3, NASDAQ down 9, Dow down 22. Before the Fed announcement and a news conference by Fed Chief Ben Bernanke, Wall Street gets a look at prices at the wholesale level before it gets to the consumer, and the weekly look at initial jobless claims. Nintendo says its first new game console in about 6 years goes on sale in Japan on December 8th. The premium Wii U will sell there for $390. A basic version goes for $288. Now, the company does plan to announce a U.S. sales date and pricing later today. Oil prices are up 12 cents, $97.12 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these.
Different companies with one thing in common: IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, Account Temps is looking for you. Account Temps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, Account Temps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And Account Temps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
A flat-screen TV? Science. Your cell phone? Science. Exxon Mobil and clean? Science. You see, all Exxon and Mobil Smart Gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits, designed to help clean intake valves, formulated to help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even improve fuel economy. Thank goodness somebody paid attention during chemistry. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
Welcome back, or welcome to you, and good morning. It is Thursday, the 13th day of September 2012, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. Listen, we have so much going on in the world. We have so much going on in the country, in the state, and in our local communities. And certainly we don't need a reminder, even though unemployment fell by 0.2% last month nationally. The unemployment in the state of Michigan has gone up every month the last 3 months, back up to 9% here in the state of Michigan. There is no question that there isn't a community within the sound of my voice right now that isn't deserving of more jobs, more grace, more of the American dream, however we want to define that at this point. And perhaps maybe what we need to do is to start, and I do mean this, maybe what we need to do is to start, being a little more prayerful. Well, that's not an answer that is being ignored. Joining me now is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. When I think of activist, I think of this person. She has so selflessly given of her time for so many years now. I would venture to guess she can't, she wouldn't be able to count all the campaigns, and I don't mean political, I mean causes that she's been involved in. She is recently the retired president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, and Sandra Williams joins me this morning to talk about a very special worship service this evening. Sandra, it is such an honor to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Tony. It is a honor to be on your show.
As you know, I've been a big fan of yours for years. You always step up to the plate. You have always had this vision about what we need. You have defined solidarity in uncommonly beautiful ways. And, Sandra, tonight there's a worship service sponsored by Faith Advocate for Jobs. Talk a little bit about what Faith Advocate for Jobs is all about.
Well, actually, it's a part of the National Interfaith Worker Justice, which is out of Chicago. And you may not know this, Tony, but I'm the vice president of the Interfaith Worker Justice for Detroit and have been for some years. So the National Interfaith Worker Justice contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in working with Faith Advocates for Justice. And what we do, it's building a nonpartisan network of individuals, congregations, and organizations who care and who want to advocate for legislation and public policy to help the unemployed, the underemployed, and the employed who are unjustly treated. So, of course, having retired from the Metro, I thought, hey, this is something that I truly believe in, something that I care about. So I've been going around talking to faith leaders, because we certainly think faith leaders should step up and step out and talk about this issue. Because unemployment, as you said, it definitely is a crisis. And we feel that, people listen to faith, people of faith. They listen to them. And so we've asked them to commit to do whatever they can to help these folks, to help the unemployed.
Well, let me give out some information, and we'll talk about some of the people that are involved, because there's quite a prestigious list of folks that will be speaking at the worship service this evening. The service is going to be held at the King Solomon Baptist Church, which is at 6100 14th Street, right at Marquette. Of course, that is in Detroit. There's going to be a reception at 5 p.m., and the service will follow at 5:30. And I will make sure that we get all that information up on the Facebook page a little bit later on as well. But we certainly want to encourage people of all faiths, Sandra, people of all political backgrounds, to come together and for a common purpose. And as I said a couple times already in the first hour, a little prayer can't hurt. A lot of prayer can't hurt either.
Absolutely, Tony. And this worship service was designed to have certainly some dynamic speakers, because we've got some dynamic faith leaders in Detroit, such as Reverend Horace Sheffield and Reverend D. Alexander Bullock and Imam El Amin. We've just got some really dynamic folks in Detroit, but we've also brought Reverend Dr. James Forbes, who is a renowned speaker and who is real prominent in the faith world. He's the president emeritus of the Riverside Church, or the senior minister of the emeritus of the Riverside Church. And he's coming from New York. We're also bringing in Reverend Michael Livingston, who is the new public policy director for the Interfaith Work of Justice. But in addition to some dynamic speakers, I've also tried to capture some people that are actually working on unemployment issues. We've got Kay Hallinan from Jobs with Justice Jobs Campaign, and she's going to talk about trying to bring green jobs. We've certainly got Chris Michalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO, and want him to talk about protect our jobs, and he's so good at doing that. And we've hooked up with the Jobs with Justice is part of this planning, and so we really feel like they do some good work.
You know, Sandra Williams, it is so critically important, especially for those people that feel lost. I can't help but think of the West Bloomfield police officer that was killed in the line of duty this week by a man who felt desolate, desperate, alone. He was divorcing. His financial situation had careened out of control. And not that that's a legitimate way to certainly express yourself. It is not. But I had said on that day, and I'll say it again now, and there's no better place to find refuge than with someone of faith. So if you find yourself in that situation, Sandra, and of course, over the years, the work that you did through the Metro and all of the things you were involved in, you've often, and you still see people that literally have nothing, that don't know where to turn, that feel like they are in this world all alone. Oh, sometimes all we have is our faith, but Sandra, that's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. We've asked our faith leaders to step up and do anything that they can to assist these folks. Certainly we ask them to pray with them, pray for them and with them. But any little things, you know, it's really frustrating when you're unemployed and don't know what to do. So we've asked our faith leaders, open your church. If you've got computers that they can use, if you can help them complete forms, if you can help them do anything that they need to do that will bring them a little bit of comfort and help them take some action steps, we've asked them to do that.
Well, and of course, I'm sure that they are stepping up and doing that. In fact, this afternoon, before the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock comes to this service, he and I are meeting to talk about how we can work closely on Public Act 4 and educating the public on the importance of making sure that we defeat that at the ballot box come November 6th. Sandra, before we run out of time here, let me again repeat what's going on. This evening, again, there's a reception at 5 o'clock, a worship service at 5:30. It's going to be at the historic, I love always saying that because it is historic, the historic King Solomon Baptist Church at 6114th Street right at Marquette, and that, of course, is in Detroit. And I want to encourage, again, people of all faiths, people of all political persuasions, if you feel that you are alone, if you just need to feel comforted, if you feel you need prayer, I can't think, Sandra, of a better place to be today than at the King Solomon Baptist Church at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. And this is Reverend Charles Williams, who is also the pastor of that church, but he is also a great dynamic speaker and activist. And so we are so appreciative that he's opened up his church to allow us to have this worship service this evening.
Well, he's an amazing man. And I'm looking at this list of guests, and I am just blown away. I honestly believe, Sandra, for those that attend this service this evening, they will walk away on the other side of this worship service changed in the best possible way.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning. It was lovely to talk to you. When I saw the email in my inbox the other day, I got a big smile on my face because I absolutely adore you, Sandra Williams.
Thank you so much, Tony. You know I'm retired, but I'm still out here doing things.
Well, there's no question. And as you said to me on the phone the other day, you're still trying to figure this retirement thing out. There's a part of me that hopes you never do.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Sandra Williams, again, just an amazing human being. Faith Advocates for Jobs is the event, and again, I'm gonna give this flyer to Joe at the break, and he'll get the all the information put up on the Facebook page for those of you that might like to go. I would suggest, by the way, that you share this information with people in your network. You never know who needs guidance, who needs prayer, and some people have lost their faith and their hope. This just may be an opportunity for them to reconnect with God, and sometimes that's all we got, and that's okay. We'll be open lines until the bottom of the hour, so if there's something on your mind, give us a call now, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on this Thursday, September 13th. We'll continue right after this.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Mitt Romney released only 1 year. To the McCain campaign, he released 23 years. And he's telling the American people, I'm not going to give you what I've given John McCain's people in 2008. And when he gave them 23 years, John McCain's people looked at it and said, let's go with Sarah Palin.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your drive, still accident-free, but we do have reports of a box of insulation on the roadway, so use some caution on 96 eastbound at Beck Road. That's causing slow traffic from Kent Lake Road. We got slow traffic on 696 westbound between 11 Mile and 75, and tapping the brakes on 75 northbound between West Road and Dix-Toledo Highway. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First shift on 1310 WDTW
with Tony Trupiano.
Oh, welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September 13th. Feel free to give us a call. We're open lines to the bottom of the hour if there is something on your mind. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. You can also send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. I have to tell you that as we continue to think about what's happening globally, I mentioned briefly in the last hour that there was an attempted attack on the American embassy in Yemen overnight. Not to combine that with what happened in Libya. You throw in the insanity of Mitt Romney. You have to wonder, and I'm going to actually do some study of this later on today, what the international community is saying about Mitt Romney. Now, we know that nationally, here in this country, forget about Democrats for a moment, conservative pundits, radio folks, those that write blogs, etc., have become very critical of Mitt Romney over the last 60 days, but certainly over the last 24 hours. Many of them just being quite practical about this. We have to allow the State Department to do the job that it is that they are intended to do, and they are doing that. We certainly have a great deal of confidence and comfort in the way that Hillary Clinton has handled her role as Secretary of State, and she continues to make us proud on a daily basis. The Obama administration certainly is reacting as we would expect them to. They have sent ships into the coast off of Libya, and if they feel that a strike is necessary after doing their evaluation, they are now militarily positioned to do that if it is necessary. For Mitt Romney to turn around and politicize this for whatever purpose he is doing it, it's confusing, not just to Democrats and perhaps more to Republicans. Many pundits yesterday were, and then we had talked about this briefly on the show yesterday, but it certainly happened again throughout the day yesterday. Because of the people that Mitt Romney is getting advice from, mostly neocons from the first and the second Bush presidencies, is a direct reflection of the neocon mentality as it relates to foreign policy. You understand that war is very profitable for business. Business is very pro-Republican. And therefore, even if it's just positioning, which is dangerous, and that's the other problem here, is that Mitt Romney is, in my opinion, creating a more dangerous international environment for the U.S. by talking the way he's talking. He's basically criticizing his commander-in-chief. You'll keep in mind that at this point, Mitt Romney is a candidate. He's a citizen. He's also a constituent of President Obama. He should show him a little respect. But what does he do instead? He does an about-face, and he absolutely criticizes him in the middle of an international crisis without having all the information that is available. That is just irresponsible. And if that's what we can expect from a President Romney, I guess it's better to find that out now than after Election Day, right?
Right.
Okay, well, we'll continue to keep an eye on all of this, and I'm, with all due respect to all the players involved in this unfolding international crisis, we have to be very careful how we respond moving forward. This is a very tenuous situation, and we just need, as the president said yesterday, we have always been a very tolerant country, but we will only tolerate so much, and we will not tolerate senseless violence, as we will not in this case either. So stay close to your news sources for updates as these stories continue to develop and unfold. Stay informed, folks. That's what this is all about. It's all about staying informed, and that should matter. Very quickly, I wanted to comment on something. As I was reading my legislative update last night, I receive one every evening. The state legislature, once again, is proposing a state law that would mandate every classroom in the state to have an American flag, and that the Pledge of Allegiance would be mandated to be spoken at the beginning of every school day, although you were, as a student, you would not be required to cite it. It would still be practiced on any given day. Well, this was a very nonpartisan bill, according to the way the vote went down. Only 5 Democrats voting against it. Everybody else, that would make, I think, 103 that voted for it. And 2 people that didn't vote. Now, you know, you say to yourself, well, Tony, why are you even bringing this up? Because we already have laws in place. We already have rules about this. It's not. Here's the thing that bothers me. You're not barred from doing the Pledge of Allegiance in class already. You don't have to participate already. That was decided constitutionally some years back. So that's already in place. Why create a law that already allows what the law is trying to portend is not happening? Many schools around the country and around the state do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. By mandating that there be a flag in every classroom is really not something that we need to pass a law about, is it? You know, one of the Democrats that voted against this said that by requiring schools to have a flag, American flag, in every classroom is an unfunded mandate. Well, Republicans scoffed at that and said, oh, it's a flag. Well, somebody's got to pay for that flag. Oh, and by the way, the governor just signed a law into effect that says that when you buy an American flag, it must be made in the United States of America. I'm not judging that. I'm just letting you know that that was just signed into law. It's good to know that our legislature is keeping so busy on paying attention to the economy and creating jobs. You know, one of the other questions that was asked, and one of the other Democrats that voted no, wanted to know how cyber schools will have to adhere to this new proposed law? What will they require people, students, to do? Get on a keyboard and type in the Pledge of Allegiance every morning? Where is the American flag in a cyber school? Well, these are all great questions and, of course, lots of non-answers. Again, bipartisan support, 103 members of the State House voted in favor of it, and so it will, I'm sure, make its way through the Senate without much issue and be signed by the governor. But you do have to ask yourself a simple question. Is this the best use of our legislature's time? And the answer to that is clearly no. There are so many issues that we should be dealing with, but this legislature continues to focus on issues that just, in the bigger picture, don't matter and don't make the state stronger or provide any kind of economic foundation on which to build on. So go ahead and bloviate away, legislature, but just know we're watching you. We're watching you. A quick break here. When we continue, Susan Demas, journalist extraordinaire, will be our guest. I am Tony Trufiano. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, we just picked up an accident. It's blocking your left lane on 94 westbound at 9 Mile and causing slow traffic from Gratiot Avenue. We got some more slow traffic on 96 eastbound between Spencer and Beck Roads, and also it's slow moving on 75 southbound between Rochester and 8 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Today is day 4 of a teacher's strike in Chicago, and it doesn't appear that the two sides are any closer to a contract deal. Jesse Russell reports.
Max Hobbs is a teacher at Juarez High School, where the student population is 94% low income. He said students come to school angry and depressed because of what's happening in their neighborhoods, but the school lacks the resources to help them cope. He also echoed a complaint that more than 100 Chicago schools lacked air conditioning the first week of class.
They come to school in crowded, hot conditions, sitting in a classroom of 40-plus students, no air conditioning, in the sweltering heat, and expected to perform the same as their counterparts in Winnetka and Lake Forest and Selective Enrollment Magnet School. It's not fair.
Teachers and collective bargaining rights were at the core of the Wisconsin Uprising labor protests last year, and on Friday, a solidarity rally for Chicago teachers is scheduled at Wisconsin's Capitol in Madison. Carrie Motovilov is president of Madison Teachers, Inc.
The uprising in Wisconsin, this is all the same movement. This is the same movement. This is about voice of the middle class, of the average person, of unions, of people who believe in social justice in the fabric of our society. They are looking to privatize. They are looking to dismantle. They are looking to disenfranchise. And the Chicago teachers are fighting a fight of social justice.
Workers facing the Bain Capital outsourcing of their jobs to China on Wednesday set up a protest camp outside the Sensata plant in Freeport, Illinois. The workers are protesting Bain's decision to ship their jobs to China, and they're calling on former Bain CEO Mitt Romney to help save their jobs. The workers say Romney still profits from Bain and has so far ignored their plea for help. The workers say they're determined to camp at the plant until Romney comes to Freeport, Illinois. The workers have tried to contact Romney with a 35,000 signature petition, frequent protests at the plant, and at Romney campaign offices. The Freeport, Illinois City Council unanimously passed a resolution calling on Romney to come meet with the workers. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has echoed that call. Protesters at a Paul Ryan campaign stop in De Pere, Wisconsin, spoke out against what they say is the extreme agenda of the Romney-Ryan campaign. an agenda that favors corporations while slashing programs that help poor and working people. Sierra Abul Hassani had a very personal reason for protesting what Paul Ryan wants to do to poor and working people.
I am here today because I cannot sit by and watch as food stamps are being cut, which my mother is on, and she's $15,000 below the poverty line.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Well, welcome back indeed. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock, and as we do every Thursday at this time, we are about to bring on Susan Demas. I do, though, want to, before we get to our intro, let you know that she'll be moving to 7 o'clock next week, and that's where you'll find her every week for those of you that look forward to this segment, as many of you do. With that said, gentlemen, an introduction, please.
If you have been looking for real journalism as First Shift has,
then it will come as no surprise
that when we discovered Susan Demas, First Shift made an extraordinary effort to make her one of our regular guests.
And as you will hear in a moment,
the main thing Susan cares about is truth and fortifying her profession as a journalist.
And toward that end,
First Shift hit the jackpot
as we welcome MERS and MLive journalist Susan Demas.
And we do welcome Susan back to the program after a week off because we were in Charlotte. Well, we're back. And Susan, it's a pleasure as always to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having you a little earlier next week. Happy to accommodate your schedule.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, you saw the poll numbers yesterday. Certainly post-convention, Barack Obama has done a whole lot better, not only nationally, but in the state of Michigan, than Mitt Romney got off of his convention. So it begs the question, if you believe what we saw yesterday, the president's up by 10 points in the state of Michigan. Also, the announcement last week that the PACs were pulling money out of Michigan in support of Mitt Romney. Is Michigan really a toss-up state?
At the moment, no, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of spin that it is, but it's certainly not in the top tier. And Romney himself is not advertising here. When he did this massive 15-ad blitz in now 9 swing states, Michigan was left off the table. So not even the campaign really believes it, but they're putting up a good front. I mean, let's just be honest here, though. Romney has still outraised Obama in Michigan, and he can come back at any time if it looks better. But right now, it's not looking good.
Well, you know, it's interesting the way that the Romney camp spin this was, well, listen, you know, we spend money where they're spending money, and the Obama camp isn't spending money in Michigan, so why should we? That's an interesting spin. And I didn't realize that the Obama campaign wasn't spending any money here, but I guess when I stop and think about it, I'm not seeing any ads from them either.
No, they have not run ads since the February 28th primary. Now, occasionally you might see something on CNN, part of a national buy, but it's true. They've been keeping their powder dry. But at the same time, you know, the Romney campaign has spent millions here. Independent groups have spent $11 million since the primary, and you're only seeing the numbers shift in Obama's direction. So why would the president spend money here?
Well, you're right. It would make no sense to do that. You know, it was interesting because we saw that last month, for the first time in a lot of months, the Obama campaign did raise more money than the Romney campaign. There's a little asterisk that needs to go at the end of that statement, though, Susan Demas, because they raised more money from grassroots donors, not necessarily from big business donors and those maxing out. And by the way, Mitt Romney does have a little bit of an issue with that. He's had a lot of his donors max out. He doesn't have anything to worry about because the PACs are socking money away right now. And Susan, you and I both know they're going to be spending a lot of that the last 3 weeks of the campaign.
Absolutely. I mean, there can be a danger in your big donors maxing out, but there are so many independent groups that they can funnel their money through. I'm sure the message, the pro-Romney, anti-Obama message can still get through. I mean, at the end of the day, money is money, wherever you raise it from. And Romney is going to have a significant financial edge this campaign.
Yeah, there's no question that that's true. I was just saying in the last segment that people should expect, what they should expect to see is that it'll all be anti-Obama. You're not going to see pro-Romney ads running because this is going to be PAC money spent, and that's what you should expect to get.
Yeah, absolutely. We will, you know, if Michigan is on the list, we will be bombarded with very negative ads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the last few weeks. That's what happened.
Well, you know, again, this we're still in the world of politics. We're still a lot of days away from November 6th, and that 10-point advantage can disappear based on a single issue. Let's look at a single issue, foreign policy. Mitt Romney sticks his toe into that that pond, and, well, it may cost him. What are we going to see over the next 4 or 5 days, what this blunder over the last 48 hours has done nationally to Mitt Romney? I can't imagine it's going to help him.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, certainly this election has been focused on domestic policy. But, you know, a difference from what we've seen in some previous campaigns since 9/11, where Republicans have really held an advantage on foreign policy, Obama has an advantage. He's the one who killed bin Laden. He got us out of Iraq. You know, he's shown a lot of strength there. And with this latest gaffe on Libya, it certainly isn't making Romney look very presidential. We'll see if this becomes an issue that people care about.
Absolutely. Let's move on just for the sake of time. I want to save our last segment really to talk about the ballot proposals, but Mears did a poll that was rather shocking when I got it in my inbox, Susan Demas. And Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, has a race on his hands for re-election.
Yeah, he is within the margin of error in his district. And, you know, this poll only did a 43% base for Democrats. We oversampled seniors. So, I mean, the methodology is very strong. I know the speaker's spokesman has criticized it as a liberal poll. I don't think anyone thinks MERS is a liberal outfit. But, you know, that's one line of attack, I suppose. But, you know, it kind of confirms what we've been hearing on the ground, that Jace Bolger has really been damaged from this Roy Schmidt scandal, and even in a very safe Republican district, people are not happy with him.
Well, and they have reason not to be happy with him. You know, again, this is unfortunately a problem with the Republican Party nationally as well as statewide. They honestly believe that if they just don't talk about stuff, it disappears. But when we're talking about ethics and we're talking about morals, and I'm glad you brought up the senior vote. You know, the senior bloc is still the greatest voting bloc, not only in the state, but in the country. And when you offend your most loyal constituency with your silence or however else you may do it, you really do put yourself at risk.
Yeah, and, you know, Jace Bolger has had aspirations for Congress. You know, he is not somebody who wants to fade away when his last term is up, providing that he gets one. I really think that his hopes have probably been dashed with getting involved in this.
Well, certainly he's made me uncomfortable on a variety of levels, but there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered. You and I talked 2 weeks ago about the one-person grand jury. Of course, you know, there's been some criticism surrounding that, but I trust that justice will be served when all is said and done, and we're just going to let that process play out the way it needs to play out. So we'll stay quiet on that for now, because there's really nothing to comment until we have some information, and we don't at this point. But, Susan, I think it is important, and there's a lesson to be learned in Jace Bolger's district. The voters are paying attention. So this idea sometimes that we get a little concerned about, that maybe the voters really are just disconnected from reality, well, we know in his district, at least, they're paying attention. They're not disconnected. They're very much engaged.
They are. And, you know, I mean, it shows that this is not just something that folks in Lansing are talking about.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct. And then, of course, State Representative Brandon Dillon calls yesterday for the speaker to step down. Now, they really didn't get as much media buzz as I thought it might.
No, it didn't. Yesterday was kind of a busy day at the Capitol. We had the guy who vandalized the Capitol grounds was arrested. So I think there were some things that were overshadowing it. But and of course, whenever you have somebody of the opposite party calling for, you know, the person to resign, you know, it's not going to be taken as seriously. Let's be honest. If Jace Bulger's colleagues, if any of them would rise up and say, you know, this just really doesn't look good for the party, you should really do us a favor and do the honorable thing and step down, I'm sure that would get attention. It is somewhat surprising that nobody has taken that kind of public stance.
Your thoughts on, at this point, again, we've got a lot of time left till November 6th, but your thoughts on, at this point, Democrats perhaps regaining control of the state house?
I think it's a really big long shot. You know, you have seats that were drawn to cut Democrats out, like Lisa Brown out in Oakland County. Now she's running for county clerk. You had Democrats that run against each other in primaries. In addition to trying to make up for that huge deficit that they had. So I think things are certainly looking better. And obviously, if Obama continues to do very well at the top of the ticket, that will trickle down. But, I mean, it's a really long haul to get all of those seats to regain the majority.
Well, there's no question that's true. And I appreciate your honesty on that. You know, we can be as hopeful as we want to be. And I've talked to... confidentially, I've talked to a handful of Democratic state reps who are not in any way overly optimistic that they'll regain control, but they would certainly feel better if they picked up a handful of seats to give them a little more strength, and I'm okay with that too. Susan, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, there are a flurry of ballot proposals. And man, oh man, folks, if you haven't heard them, the ads are coming, and what are you going to believe? Well, perhaps some of that's just up to you, but you better do your homework, or we're going to help you do some of that right after we take this break. I am Tony Trupiano. My guest is journalist Susan Demas with the Mirrors News Service out of Lansing and MLive.com. We'll take the break here. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we take this quick break.
With Tony Trupiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the Internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Recently on First Shift,
a video that current state representative Leslie Liss has produced. There's this off-camera voice that asks questions as she's slicing lunch meat. It was really poorly done. The production value was awful. Just awful.
Oh, my goodness. That is just below.
Well, you know, Dawn Kettinger from the Michigan Nurses Association made a great point. Almost 1,000 people have watched that video. Do you think that they're watching it because they support Leslie Liss?
That's
no,
just boring.
I mean,
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning program. Susan Demas is my guest, journalist with Mirrors News Service out of the state capitol in MLive.com. Just want to remind you one more time, Susan will be moving her regular slot to 7 a.m. beginning next Thursday. So for those of you that want to make note of that, please do. And we welcome Susan back to the show. Susan, I barely know where to begin. We have lots of ballot proposals. The one thing, and I just want to say, you know, whoever us and them are, but them, when the one thing they were really successful at was delaying the final proposals as long as they possibly could through the judicial system, making it a very difficult task for those that want to see this stuff pass, because they now only have about 60 days to educate the populace, and the negative ads are already running.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's very clear that the process is broken. I don't think this is something that most voters pay attention to. This is the stuff on the back of your ballot. A lot of times it comes as a surprise when you flip it over and you're not sure what you're looking at. Most people obviously are focused on the presidential race. But, you know, these are very big proposals that will make a huge impact. You know, we're talking about if we want to protect collective bargaining in the Constitution, if we want to up our renewable energy standard, if we want to make sure that there has to be a two-thirds majority in the legislature to ever raise taxes again, like Rick Snyder, you know, did to us last year, that wouldn't be able to happen anymore. We need voter approval for international bridges. We have to decide if we want to keep the emergency manager law, and we want to decide if we have a home health care registry. And that's a mouthful right there, and I haven't even gotten into what these proposals actually do. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of overload of information here.
Well, yeah, former Congressman Mark Schauer held a press conference, as I'm sure you're aware, on the west side of the state yesterday, asking for some transparency in where the funding is coming from. And those that are fighting, especially Proposal 2, which is the collective bargaining agreement constitutional amendment. Of course, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow to discuss that. But, you know, we know that big business is not in favor. In fact, I believe that we can safely say the decision that they made was vote no on all the proposals. That makes it a little bit easier for them to go out and do their job.
Well, they actually haven't gone that route. There's a super PAC, you know, it's Citizens Protecting Michigan's Constitution. Right now, the only ones they're against are the quote-unquote liberal proposals, the renewable energy, collective bargaining, and the home health care registry. They're silent in terms of the bridge, even though the Michigan Chamber is a huge advocate of Snyder's proposal. They're silent on the two-thirds majority, even though the chamber is the biggest proponent for a gas tax increase. So it's very curious the process that they've gone through, and one of the reasons is that the National Federation for Independent Business is part of their little coalition, and they're an extremely conservative group. They like the two-thirds. They love term limits. They were part of the national lawsuit against Obamacare. So those folks don't want to sign on if you're going to be criticizing some of the more conservative proposals.
Well, again, it's going to get very confusing, and I don't have a crystal ball. I know that there are certain proposals that we will be advocating for on this program, and even I have to pick and choose, Susan Demas, because I only have so much time. There's only so much time between now and the election. To fully educate an electorate on an issue takes time and repetitiveness, and you know, and I need to be. You know, I need to be quite mindful of that. This is a daunting task for those that are out there trying to get this stuff passed. And let's be honest about it. Changing the state constitution is not something any of us should take lightly.
No, absolutely not. And I do think that we need to revisit the process under which we vote for these constitutional amendments. You know, when this was designed, it was put into our Constitution in 1963. And that was before we had outside groups who would come in and spend millions of dollars and shop around their proposals in whatever states had open enough ballot proposal laws to do it. I mean, we saw that with affirmative action in 2006. That wasn't a homegrown effort. That was a national movement. We saw that with term limits in the 90s. A lot of these efforts are coming from outside the state, from people who have enough money to spend here, like that two-thirds proposal. They've tried it in lots of states, and we've seen the results in those states as well. So I think Jocelyn Benson, who ran for Secretary of State, she wants us to look at the process in 14, and I think we should, because it's really become a free-for-all, and we're going to see tens of millions of dollars spent here on these efforts.
Do you think, in retrospect, looking back on it, that we should have had a constitutional convention?
I supported the idea.
Oh, okay.
I think that, you know, 1963 is a long time, and, you know, a lot has changed in the state. I don't know how it would have turned out. You know, perhaps we would have ended up with a bizarre document that, you know, would have been written by Tea Party delegates. I have no idea. But, you know, because this was the 2010 election. But, you know, I do think the Constitution does need some refreshing every few decades.
Yeah, well, you're right, every few decades. Yeah, that doesn't sound like an impossible idea. Very quickly, before we run out of time, you just mentioned the Tea Party. We saw at the Republican convention last weekend that the Tea Party is still holding great influence over Republicans here in the state of Michigan. And although they have been rather quiet nationally, and I actually have a rationale behind that, certainly here in the state of Michigan, they are not being quiet, and they are still forcing their agenda on this Republican Party.
They are. I mean, they just took out a long-serving member of the school board, the State Board of Education, because she wasn't deemed to be conservative enough. And those are offices that are determined at the convention level. And that's voted on by people who show up, and it's very active people, and Tea Party people are very interested in that process. So, you know, they might be a small percentage of the electorate, but in terms of the Republican Party, they're a significant factor, and they're the people who are motivated.
Well, and that really does bring me to my theory. My theory here is, and I don't know that I'm the first one to bring this up, but it certainly makes sense to me, that that nationally the Tea Party has decided to stay out of the presidential race and to focus on more local and statewide races with the recent, and they don't have the resources they had 2 years ago, but they still have considerable resources, and I just believe that they're choosing to focus on local and statewide issues and leave their hands off the presidency. I think that's a pretty smart philosophy for them, because as you said, they may be a small percentage, but they are powerful. Susan, we are just out of time for today. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next Thursday at 7 o'clock. And in the meantime, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you.
Susan Demas, journalist with Mirrors and MLive.com. Let's take a break for the top of the hour. When we continue, the plain-talking union man himself, Kevin Moore with Teamsters Local 299, will be my guest. We'll be back.
WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your roadways, we just picked up an accident. It's blocking your left lane on 94 westbound at 9 Mile and causing slow traffic from Gratiot Avenue. We got some more slow traffic on 96 eastbound between Spencer and Beck Roads. And also, it's slow moving on 75 southbound between Rochester and 8 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Joe. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Truffiano on 1310 AM WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is up next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikliszewski. A protest at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen's capital, the latest in response to an anti-Muslim video with hundreds chanting death to America. NBC's Richard Engel.
They climbed the gate, set fires, and raised posters denouncing a once obscure U.S.-made internet movie that negatively portrays the Muslim prophet Muhammad.
The U.S. tightening security at American outposts around the world following the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three members of his staff. President Obama vowing the killers will be brought to justice. New census figures show how hard the recession has hit America's middle class. While the top 20% of the U.S. saw income rise at 1.5% last year, an overwhelming majority saw no gains. And the waiting has ended for Apple fans. The iPhone 5 has arrived. It's thinner, faster, has a bigger screen, but also has a different charging port. You need to buy a new cord or adapter. This is NBC News Radio. Still riding the wave of his decibel-busting speech at the Democratic Convention last week, former President Bill Clinton holding rallies for President Obama in the Sunshine State.
All these people talk about the intent of the Founding Fathers. When the Constitution was ratified, only guys like me could vote. White male property owners. That was it. But we could grow, and we have grown, and we will grow again.
Clinton at a rally in Orlando. Meantime, a presidential campaign that had been all about the economy has shifted to foreign policy for Mitt Romney, blasting President Obama's response to the attacks at U.S. diplomatic outposts in Egypt and Libya. Wall Street awaiting word from the Fed today on any plans to stimulate fiscal policy. And in case you forgot, the world ends in 100 days. That's if the Mayan calendar is correct, and a number of Mexican resorts are offering special discount packages with free hotel stays the night of December 21st. Never too late to plan your vacation. I'm Jim Mikliszewski, NBC News Radio.
Oh, O'Reilly.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Smooth out a rough engine, restore power, and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $6.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers can try Proactiv risk-free and get a free dark spot corrector just for participating. Plus, free shipping. Call 1-800-243-6665. That's 1-800-243-6665.
Pier 1 Imports' efforts at revamping stores and expanding its online presence is paying off in droves. The retailer has raised its full-year adjusted profit forecast for the second time in 3 months, this after posting a 58% jump in quarterly profits. It's a big deal for Pier 1, which has made a turnaround since the recession when it teetered on the brink of bankruptcy, struggled with declining sales, and lost market share to discounters like Target and Walmart. Pier 1 shares, by the way, up 73% in the past 12 months. Toys R Us has a solution for parents who want to avoid being trampled, trying to grab this year's It toy for the holiday season, or at least avoid having to pay exorbitant prices to avoid a child's disappointment. The chain launching a program that allows shoppers to reserve certain toys simply by using a down payment. This follows the recent announcement of free layaway at Toys R Us. Stock futures in the red this morning as Wall Street waits to hear from the Federal Reserve later today. S&P futures are down 2, NASDAQ down 6, Dow down 18. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Are you looking for a temporary job in accounting or finance? If so, AccountTemps is looking for you. AccountTemps offers a large selection of temporary employment opportunities, so we'll match you with the job that fits your skills. If it's full-time you're after, AccountTemps has an excellent record placing our temporaries in positions that become full-time. And AccountTemps could get you working in as little as one day. So, what are you waiting for? Visit us at AccountTemps.com for an office near you. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
A flat-screen TV? Science. Your cell phone? Science. Exxon Mobil and clean? Science. You see, all Exxon and Mobil Smart Gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits, designed to help clean intake valves, formulated to help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even improve fuel economy. Thank goodness somebody paid attention during chemistry. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning, the 13th day of September, 2012. And we've got another two amazing hours of radio for you this morning. And just happy to be with you. We'll remind you, as we always do, if you want to connect with us at any time throughout the program, just try to be topical with us, 888-552-3595. You can also email us, tony@thetonyshow.org, and follow us on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. With that said, we got a lot to get to in this hour. Gentlemen, give me an intro and let's get this going.
Joining us now from Teamsters Local 299.
A labor leader who defines with his deeds leadership and bravely guides his membership with courage and strength.
Here we are today embarking on another fight, another challenge that the state of Michigan is continuously attacking working class families. Not just union families, working class families. Middle class people in Michigan are under the biggest attack of their lifetime.
The plain talking union man, Kevin Moore.
And joining us now is the president of Teamsters Local 299, who was with me just a week ago, although in a very different setting at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Kevin Moore. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning to all Michigan working families.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Interestingly, we're going to spend some time talking about what you were referencing during your intro. But certainly we should probably take a look back at last week and the convention. You were a delegate to the convention. Obviously, Kevin, it was a very busy time, but and I've been to a few conventions. This one was pretty top-notch.
Yeah, I've been to the last three, and this one had an energy level that just kept building from Michelle Obama all the way to our President Barack Obama all week long. It was energizing. It was nice to see the base coming together and talking about issues of workers in America. I had a great opportunity to speak to an enormous amount of people. I had an opportunity to be on a radio show with you from there. But the energy level there was just outstanding. And to see the vision and the party come together to move our country forward. I mean, everything was talked about. Let's stop the outsourcing. Let's bring jobs back to America. The president made me proud when he signed a bill enacting that our veterans who are overseas putting their life on the line for us each and every day, and as they are this morning, as you see,
yes,
that he has a bill to actually give corporations a tax break, kind of like a little bit of Mitt Romney, only we're not given a tax break to outsource our jobs. He signed a bill to give a tax break to corporations that hire our veterans and give them employment. Now, that's a great tax bill. I mean, a tax incentive to sign is to put our veterans to work instead of trying to outsource America.
Well, you know what I love about that bill is it didn't just address veterans, but also their spouses. And I thought that that was a very, very visionary of the president to put that in there. Of course, as Vice President Biden said during his remarks, that not only did corporate America step up to meet that goal of hiring 100,000 veterans and their spouses, they surpassed it by 25,000 already, and they've done it almost a year before he had asked them to do it. So we can only imagine at the end of the two-year period of time in which they have to do this, how many veterans and their spouses that we will hire in this country. So, yeah, right, that was one of the many great things that came out of that convention. And Kevin, I got to ask you, it was great to see the general president, Mr. Hoffa. It was great to have him on the show. He has been the chief and one of the first labor leaders in the country to step up and help defend this president and his record. But wasn't it wonderful to see Michigan as such a centerpiece of the entire week? It was about the auto workers and manufacturing and working family, but Michigan was the centerpiece of a great deal of this convention.
Yeah, I made me very proud to be a Michigan delegate and to see the focal point put on some of the key speakers. Bob King did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
I mean, how could you be not more proud of a man that stood up and went to our nation's capital and fought to save over a million people's jobs? I mean, and not just save their jobs, they're back, and they're back strong, and they're coming forward. How could you not be energized over that? And to see Michigan just light up, it was a very great week. It was fantastic to be there, the energy. I just hope that we can keep that energy level that we got coming out of that convention all the way through Election Day. And I've listened to your show this morning on the way in, and we got proposals A, B, C, and D. Myself, I'm going to stay on Prop 2 all the way, for we have 60 days to do it or 58 days to do it. And we have a lot of middle-class families in Michigan to educate.
Well, we're going to talk much more about that a little bit later on in this hour. So we'll save that conversation for just a little bit later. Certainly, and Governor Granholm did a great job in her speech. And one of the things that she pointed out, and actually I was watching Hardball with Chris Matthews last night, and he had Sherrod Brown on his show, Senator Brown from Ohio. Although they recognize that, Detroit is seen as the center of the manufacturing world, which is not untrue, as the governor pointed out in her speech, it's also, Michigan, it's also Ohio, it's also Wisconsin, it's also Florida, it's also Indiana, it's also
Pennsylvania,
and then you start including the supply chain in that, which you need to do, of course, and all of a sudden, the president having the vision and the courage to do what many of his advisors told him not to do, which was to provide those bridge loans, to give these auto companies a chance to reorganize, to eliminate some of their debt, to lean up a little bit, to just straighten out, which they've done, and they've come back, and they're now thriving. You know, we have a, it's not just Michigan that has a lot to be grateful for. The entire nation has a lot to be grateful for.
Millions and millions of families. If you look at the millions of auto, millions of jobs we save for the auto industry, just the spillover, like you just said, the manufacturing, the transportation, the office workers. I mean, you take, it's not just a middle class job. You take the auto industry itself, you know, the amount of white collar families, engineers. I mean, it would have decimated, you know, 5 million families in this country.
Well, let's make it a little more close to home for you. How many Teamsters drivers move automotive parts from point A to point B to point C to point D? How many Teamsters drivers would have been affected by this by this industry?
There are thousands of families affected in my local union. Transportation is probably 60% of my local union.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would have hit us. It would have spilled over to the Teamsters union. It would have spilled over to every union in America. It just mind boggles me. Here's Mitt Romney. Now, let's not forget this. Let's make sure we say this loud and clear. Mitt Romney was the first guy to stand up and said, we need to let them fail.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Bain Capital mentality. Let them fail, mop up what we can, salvage what we can for a profit, and move on. He said it over and over again. Now he's changed his tune, just like he changes his tune every other day. He's on issue A today, issue B tomorrow. He has no consistency in his message.
Well, the consistency is his inconsistency, unfortunately. But anyway, look back at the convention. I actually said this at the end of the show yesterday. It's you travel a lot. You do a lot of conferences. You do a lot of different conventions. I actually was a little saddened to come home from Charlotte. I'm normally, you know, once you get to the end of something, okay, well, it's time to go back and no big deal. I really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed the environment. I enjoyed the message. I enjoyed the energy, as you said, and it built as the week went on. You know, it was interesting because Michelle Obama speaks on Tuesday night. She's the first real keynote speaker of the convention, and you think, how can you beat that? Well, you know what? You don't beat it, but you did build on it. And that, you know, for those that didn't see John Kerry speak, I'm going to tell them again, go to YouTube and Google it and watch what he had to say, because it was just amazing. When you start as strongly as we did with the First Lady, and you end as strongly as we did on that last night. The last handful of speakers, we had John Kerry. We had a retired Navy admiral with about 50 members of the military on that stage. We had Jill Biden, the second lady. Joe Biden, our vice president. And then the president, Dick Durbin. And then the president of the United States. How do you top that? I don't think you can top that.
Starting with Michelle Obama, she blew the roof off the place on Monday. On Friday, you know, the energy was still just flying out of the room. I couldn't believe it. Bill Clinton did a remarkable job. That man, it's a good thing you can't run two terms. Run two times, because Bill Clinton could get reelected president tomorrow. I think he did a remarkable job, as well as Kerry. Kerry did a great job. I mean, he brought foreign affairs policy right dead center in front of you and laid it right out there where Mitt Romney has no clue.
You know, years ago, right before we get to the break here, but years ago, you and I, when the kids were playing football, they were little back then, you and I were talking, and you had said to me about Bill Clinton. Tony, you had gone somewhere to see him, and you said it was amazing. He stood there and he talked for 25 minutes, never looked at a note, no teleprompter, no written speech. And it was the most profound experience at that point of your life. You could not believe how amazing he was as a communicator without having a single note.
He spoke at our 100-year Teamster anniversary, and he spoke for 40 minutes. And he had a speech written, and all he would do was just turn pages, never look down for 40 minutes, and captured every person in that building for 40 minutes.
He's amazing. We've got to take a quick break here. Kevin Moore, my guest. Feel free to join us when we come back. Some legislation you need to know about. We'll also talk about protecting working families. Proposal 2, as Kevin said, he's laser-focused, so you stay right where you're at. You don't want to miss a minute of it. This is First Shift. We're up against it. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
I'll pay higher taxes. I look at it this way. I can pay higher taxes and people can have jobs, or I can pay lower taxes and I have my kid's teacher asking me for a loan because she's going to lose her house, which is true.
On 1310 WDTW. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour traffic, and we got several accidents. First one's over on 94 westbound at 9 Mile. It has your left two lanes blocked with stop-and-go traffic from Harper Avenue. 275 northbound, accident is partially blocking the ramp to M5 northbound, and you got slow traffic from 8 Mile. 75 southbound, just before 94, accident has your right shoulder blocked, and you got your left shoulder blocked on 96 eastbound, just before the Southfield Freeway. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now. 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is First Shift. I appreciate you being with us. My guest, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299. As many of you know, he is with me every other week at this time. And, Kevin, we're now going to talk about House Bill 5730, and people don't need to scratch their heads. We're going to let them know what this is all about. So let me just start by asking, what's this all about?
Well, it's the House Republicans, again, trying to alter and modify, and I don't know how they think they're going to pull this off, hours of service that a truck driver can drive. Now, they twisted it a little bit, put anything under 26,000 pounds, which most semi-drivers, you know, their weight is anywhere between 27,000 pounds and 50,000 pounds. They're trying to open the hours of service where they can go beyond 14 hours of duty a day. which is a safety hazard, which I don't know how they're going to get around federal DOT law to do this. But
and DOT is Department of Transportation, for the people that don't know.
People that don't know, absolutely. And you know, there is a hours of service for a reason. Men can't work 24 hours a day. You can't be in a truck driving down the highway with your children, my children, our wives, you and I.
Yeah.
You know, on the road and have these people fall asleep behind the wheel. It's a safety hazard. There's a rule for the reason why you have to have 10 hours off of duty to get rest, to get back in a truck and drive down the road. They're doing it just for the interstate Michigan transportation, so they think they're going to be able to get outside federal law by doing it this way. I think it's ludicrous, but it's just another one of their haphazards idea to help their business partners work their people 18 hours a day. Don't hire any more new people, but work somebody 18 hours a day, pay them less, and put them on the road as a safety hazard.
It's ridiculous. As I read House Bill 5730, people can go Google it. They'll find it. But as I read it, I immediately said to myself, this is a union-busting bill. It is clearly a union-busting bill. The exceptions, Kevin, and there are lots of them in this bill. It exempts lots of different non-union affected people. And that's where I get that it's a union-busting bill. People that drive utility trucks or people that, you know, that are cable installers. You know, a lot of these folks aren't union folks. So really what they're going after is the union truck driver here.
Well, I think it's emphatically they're going after the union truck driver, but it's the twist on words the way they play it. You know, it's the people that don't have a union that are in transportation right now, they're not following these rules anyway. They're working these guys 16, 17 hours a day now. They just want to put it in some state law so they can force people to have collective bargaining and have a contract. Now, they're not going to be able to get to my folks because we follow federal DOT law. We make sure that we have collective bargaining that dictates the hours of service that they can have. So they're not going to be able to this trickery to fool us, but they are truly trying to slap the union family in the face and violate their federal law.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I had a civics class, but if I recall, federal law trumps state law, does it not?
Absolutely it does. But they don't, well, obviously they don't think so. No. I think federal law will, I mean, federal government will come into this. If they try to pass this, I truly believe that the federal government will come in here and say, no, you can't.
All right. Well, I know this has been introduced, and I know that it's been read. Has it gone to committee? Where is this at in the state house, if you happen to know?
It hasn't gone to committee yet.
Oh, it hasn't gone to committee yet.
They're pushing for it.
I just saw it was marked up, so I thought maybe that's that it went to committee.
Nope, not yet. But they're pushing forward to get it there. And that's why wanted to talk a little bit about you, because you have one wide range of constituents out there listening to this show. We need to educate them. This is about an educating tool every morning.
Well, absolutely. And then so what we need people to do is especially reach out to their state representative. And I'm going to say this one more time. I don't care if you have a Democrat that is your rep and you think they're already on the right side of an issue. You still need to call and let them know that you need them to vote a certain way. So what you want them to do is what you want to do is you want to call your state rep and tell them that if House Bill number 5730 comes up for a vote, that they are to vote against it. Whether they are a Republican or a Democrat, you need to tell them vote no on 5730.
You can call them. You can email them. Just make sure you get your message across. Don't take it lightly, because if you're sleeping behind a wheel, you'll be driving 24 hours a day.
Yeah, this really is very dangerous legislation. And I really, folks, for all intents and purposes, it's 3 pages long. Now, there's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo in here. But trust me, you will get to it. It exempts farmers. It exempts tractors. I said it exempts utility drivers. It exempts emergency. It exempts this. It exempts that. It's just going after basically transportation, guys that drive, men and women that drive semi-trucks for a living to try to get much more work out of them while paying them less. And really, as you said, ignoring the safety factor, which anybody that deals with transportation, as my wife used to in her job, she doesn't any longer, but she, you know, understood, you know, weights are critical. I mean, there are lots of rules under the Department of Transportation that must be followed, and there's some education that goes into. There was even a medical provision in this bill that makes no sense to me.
Now, the whole thing is senseless, and the other thing is you have to have 10 hours off of service to get rest. You know, and this totally violates that. I mean, you want people, and we all know right now that they have, you know, drivers coming in from Mexico that don't follow our DOT rules and regulations, that are in sleeper cab trucks with three people in the truck, driving that truck 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a safety hazard. Some innocent family is going to get killed because of this ignorance.
Well, I mean, families have been killed because of this. There are drivers that, as you said, non-union drivers that, although they're supposed to follow the rules, they're penalized by their employer if they don't do what they say as opposed to following the law. And although there are safeguards in place that you can't stop every single truck that's on the road and make sure that every single driver is following the law. So, To loosen these laws, especially here in the state of Michigan, where transportation and trucking is a huge industry by virtue of the fact that we are the center of the manufacturing universe, this is a big deal.
I think you said it earlier this morning when I was driving in here, and you said, is this the right thing for our legislators to be spending their time on? I think we have a lot bigger issues in our state than worrying about something like this.
Well, I would certainly like to see them, as we've seen unemployment, Kevin, go up every month the last 3 months in the state of Michigan after we were promised by this governor that if they passed his budget, that it would somehow create some magical illuminated path to our borders where businesses would start setting up shop. That hasn't happened. Well, we'll have to come back from the break and talk about that. Kevin Moore, again, my guest, president of Teamsters Local 299. Now, on the other side, we're certainly going to talk about protecting working families, Proposal 2. And as I said, Kevin is laser-focused on that. You'll find out why when First Shift continues. If you want to join us, feel free to do it now, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
This traffic report is brought to you by Chambers Hair Institute.
Checking your rush hour traffic. We got slow spots on most of the freeways, but these are the accidents that are causing problems. 75 southbound just before 94. Right shoulders blocked with slow traffic from the Davidson. And 96 eastbound just before the Southfield Freeway. Left shoulders blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Are you taking Propecia for hair loss and experiencing long-term side effects like decreased sex drive or anxiety? Chambers Hair Institute, the leaders in hair restoration since 1969, has alternative treatments without the side effects. Call today for your free consultation, 248-524-9911.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Attorney Jana Nessel.
I had an acting neighbor of mine. He could watch my kids, and this woman is she's a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, and she knew I was working on this case. And when I came to pick my kids up, she said, you know what, yes, you know, we are fiscal conservative, but our family still believes in equal rights for everyone. And it really touched me, because I thought there's a lot of people out there that they may not be Democrats, they may not be liberals, they don't believe in this kind of discrimination. They still think this is wrong.
Yeah, you know, Dana, so it continues to confound me. If there's one topic that should be nonpartisan, it should be human rights. It just should be.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Poor Alec just keeps bumbling, stumbling, and tumbling. You could feel sorry for such a hapless soul, except that this isn't a person, but the soulless Alec, the American Legislative Exchange Council. This secretive corporate front is behind hundreds of regressive and repressive bills that are being pushed through Republican-controlled state legislatures. Its bills and tactics are so venomous that 35 of Alec's brand-name corporate funders, from Amazon to Walmart, have withdrawn their names and money this year. But with the billionaire Koch brothers and others behind it, Alec will continue stumbling ahead with his far-right agenda. Condemning it is one thing, but what's really needed is a non-corporate, independent, above-board, overtly progressive alternative to Alec's special interest backroom conniving. A clean source of model legislation readily available for the consideration of local and state public officials and the public at large. Well, great news, folks. ALICE will soon arrive. The American Legislative and Issues Campaign Exchange, or ALICE, is not just a clever play on Alec's name, but an effective counter to its agenda and methods. Originated by Joel Rogers, one of Progressive America's most creative thinkers and doers, ALICE will offer a one-stop, web-based public library of about 1,000 model laws on a wide range of policy issues, complete with in-depth background materials. It's a nationwide cooperative effort that already has enlisted a couple of hundred professors, policy experts, students, lawyers, and others who are volunteering their brains, energy, and time to assemble a first-rate, easily accessible library open to all lawmakers, mayors, grassroots groups, media, and, well, everyone. This is Jim Hightower saying, if you'd like to help ALICE in some way, go to www.alicelaw.org. Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, is my guest. And before we go back to Kevin, I want to play a commercial that started airing this week. And just pay attention to what they're saying.
Okay, that takes care of voting for the candidates. Now, what about all these proposals?
Hey, look at this. Amend the Constitution, amend the Constitution, amend the Constitution. All these special interests want their own thing in the Constitution.
I don't trust any of these proposals. Every time I vote for one of these, I end up regretting it.
I'm voting no on all of them. None of this junk belongs in our Constitution.
I say, hands off our Constitution.
I agree.
Okay, none of this junk, Kevin, belongs in our Constitution. One of those pieces of junk is Proposal 2. And, I'm going to assume, of course, fairly safely, that you don't agree with that ad.
Not at all. Vote yes on Proposal 2. If you're a working-class family in this state, it's imperative that you get everybody in your family that's of voting age, retirees, senior citizens, to make sure they are aware that Proposal 2 is needed in a state to stop the attack on you and your family and the futures of your family.
You know, the mainstream media continues to call this a union initiative. Is that accurate?
That is not accurate at all. This is to help protect working families of Michigan. It is not a union issue. Collective bargaining is a right if you have a union or you don't have a union. People that don't have a union still have a right to collectively bargain over conditions, work, pay. Doesn't say they're going to get their way. We just happen to have more leverage when you're under a union collective bargaining agreement because we bargain as a whole for the body, and the body gets to vote on their contract, just like you get to vote on Proposal 2. I mean, how hard is it to figure out that the legislative of the far right of this state has completely taken this to the extreme of running it to the Supreme Court to see if it was legal to have your constituents in your state of Michigan vote on a proposal to help amend the Constitution? Is it unlawful to change a Constitution or any Constitution? I don't think so.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as we take a look, and I lost count, but right after the first of the year, was something like 130 pieces of anti-worker legislation had been passed by the legislature. That was back in January, February. So I've not kept up on the number, and I'm sure I can find that number. But you stop and you think, you know, everybody, I don't care, Republican or Democrat, you're going to be beholden to a constituency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they should be beholden to their literal voting constituency, but we know the reality of politics isn't that. You're beholden to those that get you elected, and politicians don't believe people get them elected. They believe money gets them elected. So they're beholden to those money. Now, if you run a good grassroots campaign, as most Democrats do, then you are beholden to your constituency, and that is the voters. Unfortunately, Republicans aren't beholden to the voters, or they don't feel they are. They're beholden to big business that gets them elected. We could talk about certainly Citizens United and what that's done to politics. Of course, it's been much better for the Republicans than it has been for the Democrats. But I'd feel differently about, you know, I've spoken with journalist Susan Demas in the last hour, and, you know, changing the Constitution is serious business. I mean, this is nothing, this is nothing to play around with. But after we see what this legislature has done to our constitutional rights, I don't know that we have a choice but to force this mandate and change the Constitution by voting yes on Proposal 2.
Well, let's look at it this way. You said it quite eloquently a minute ago. It's probably up to exceeding 200 bills that were put before legislation this year about taking rights away from workers or putting mandates on workers. So it's okay for them to do that, but we can't put a proposal together that puts them on hold, puts a brake on them for a while. Let's have the working families in Michigan. Let's get us out of this recession. Let's put people back to work. The novel idea, let's help your constituents, not special interests and powerful money, Bain Capital people. It's the working people of Michigan, middle class. And mark my words, they are trying not only in Michigan, nationally, to destroy the middle class fiber of this country. And that is the engine that will reignite our economy. Middle class America.
Well, I mean, that has traditionally been true. Certainly, we were talking about the Democratic National Convention. You know, the stark difference between what happened in Tampa Bay, Florida, at the Republican convention and convention, and what happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Democratic convention is, you look in the crowd. Who did you see in these crowds? In at the Republican convention, it was literally white men and women, 97% of the crowd. At the Democratic National Convention, it was a varied mix of people from all colors, shapes, religions, creed, color, doesn't matter. Just by looking at the crowds, there was a difference. But the topics were different. The education effort was different. This idea that Republicans have, and Paul Ryan now, the vice presidential candidate, saying that, you know, their focus is on helping the middle class. Well, yes, helping the middle class into poverty, because I don't see them helping them or giving them any kind of hand up.
Yeah, taking the middle class and making it the lower class citizens of America. I mean, you just look at what they've done in over the last year and a half. You know, they want our teachers who educate our children to make less money, have to buy supplies out of their own pocket because of the love of being a teacher. To be a teacher, you have to really, in your heart, have a conviction that you want to help teach and educate young people. And then to make them have a paycheck that goes back 20 years from in the past. They want our police and firefighters. They want our police officers. And God bless our police officers out there, especially our officers in Detroit. You couldn't pay me enough money to be a police officer in Detroit, but them men and women put that badge on every day and put themselves in harm's way, and they want them to make less money and pay more for their health care and take away their pension. It goes on and on and on. It's amazing the attack they have on working families, and we're supposed to sit back and be like a punched drunk boxer and just take the beating and not stand up and not fight. Ms. Demas said it earlier this morning. I think we need to refresh our Constitution. It's been 1963. We need to refresh this Constitution. It's just all it does is just tightens the belt on the attack on middle-class families in Michigan.
Yeah, well, there's no question that's true. You know, Kevin, it's fascinating. We, you know, one of the positive things that comes out of the convention that was focused on is the 4.5 million jobs that have been created since President Obama took office. I would rather that be 8 million jobs or 12 million jobs, but it's not. And it's interesting because Mitt Romney keeps on saying, well, I'm going to create 12 million jobs in the next 4 years, but economists are already saying 12 million jobs will be created in the next 4 years. So he can try to own that if he wants to. Not my point. My point here is you were just talking about teachers, firemen, policemen, public sector workers who are all, for the most part, unionized, have seen more depletion in their numbers nationally than ever in the history of this country, except through the federal government. At the state level, public sector workers are absolutely being murdered by Republican legislatures. Certainly that's true here in the state of Michigan. A horrific act yesterday in Detroit where a young boy, 10 years old, is raped. It took the police 20 minutes to respond to that. Well, 22 minutes if you want to get technical. Instead of focusing on, why did it take them so long? It took them so long because Dave Bing, who purports to be a Democrat, and I don't believe that's true at this point, continues to cut his police force. Municipalities around the state are cutting what? Teachers, policemen, firemen. Kevin, this is ridiculous. We're making our communities less safe, and it's sponsored by the Republican Party.
And they want to raise your taxes, cut your services. I mean, how in the world do you take more police and firefighters off the street in this atmosphere that we have here? People are out there. There's people starving out here. And crime is going up because some people, whether it's right or wrong, are going to do whatever they have to do to feed their families. And some people are robbing and stealing and doing whatever they have to do to survive. And to actually pull safety off the streets, I'm sure they can, and I wouldn't even think the people in our communities would mind you raising their taxes to actually pay for these services. Just to cut them and make our communities unsafe is just, to me, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So that takes me back to Proposal 2. Certainly one of the things Proposal 2 will do for policemen and firemen and teachers and emergency responders, and I could go on, any public sector employee, it gives them back rights that have been taken away from them.
Absolutely it does. And the importance here, too, is not just that group, because all the workers of Michigan count, but it's just they're going to try to demolish the public sector workers, and actually they would like to dismantle it and privatize them if they can get away with it. That's their next step, is to just abolish them and put them out there as an open market and cut their pay to minimum wage. That is the next step with these people.
Yeah, Maturus. Can you stay a little longer?
Absolutely.
All right. Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. We'll come back and wrap things up on the other side for this hour. Don't forget, coming up in the next hour, Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. I love Thursdays, man. A huge labor block to end our day. I can't think of a better way to do it. Let's take the break. We'll be back right after this on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
I've always thought it as something that's still holding the country back. You choose to love whoever you love. It's no different than discriminating against blacks. It's discrimination, plain and simple.
On 1310 WDTW.
I think it's the right thing to do. So whether it costs them votes or not, it's really not about votes. It's about people.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are,
without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And thanks for punching back in. I do appreciate it. It is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Kevin Moore, again, my guest. He is president of Teamsters Local 299. We've been talking about a variety of things. Some legislation that is an anti-union, another anti-union piece of legislation that has been introduced in the House, and so again, that I believe was 5370, and we want them to vote no against that. But we've been talking for the last half hour about protecting working families and voting yes on Proposal 2. Kevin, let me ask you about your own membership. I'm sure that you're doing an education effort there. I don't question that. Do you find that they're taking it seriously?
They are now. I mean, they're really engaged. We had two meetings Sunday and Monday of this last weekend. We had hundreds of people there. I gave them my only topic for the whole meeting on both days were protect our jobs and what's going on in Michigan, the importance of being registered to vote and to use your power of vote. And it's resonating. I mean, but it's a continuous educational process, because working families work so many hours a week. If you're not consistently telling them and educating them, it will go by the wayside. They will just forget that it's even out there.
Well, yeah, and that's true, and I think that there is some legitimacy when we say, well, people are busy. They are busy. I mean, it's difficult. This is what I do for a living, and I have to work at it. It's something that, you know, there's a reason that I work the kind of day I do, to stay informed, to stay up on things. There's, you know, the things are constantly in flux. You know, again, with all the money that's out there on the other side of these issues, when they start to get aggressive, we have to respond to that. You know, and yeah, so I understand the challenge for working families to stay on top of these issues, to remind them. And especially, you know, as we were saying, you know, as Susan Demas said this morning, people turn that ballot over after they get to the candidates, and they turn that ballot over and they see six more questions. How many of them will be educated? How many of them won't even vote on those? And it's important that people do that they're engaged.
Or make an uneducated wrong vote. Just to vote on something to vote and not know what you're voting on is really crazy. I mean, I think that the importance of Prop 2, and I've told my membership this, I'm a great football guy. I like Lions, Michigan State, Michigan. I'm a football junkie. But you know what? It's time to put my passion on the back burner protect the working families in Michigan. Otherwise, I won't have a television to go watch the Lions or the Michigan or Michigan State game. And I told them, my members, over and over again, it's time to put the TV down. It's time to put the bonbons down. It's time to get off the couch, get in the street, get educated for your children and your grandchildren. I'm not kidding when I say that. I say to everybody who will listen, it is time to go back in the streets. It's a time to go to Lansing and say, that's not your house, that's our house.
And
if we don't get it together, we are going to be destroyed.
All right, let's get a quick call in here before we run out of time in this hour. He's really getting warmed up. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Steve in Detroit to First Shift. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Teamsters 299 President Kevin Moore.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, thank you. What's on your mind?
I just want to know, in the off-year elections, are we going to spend a little bit more time, or money in those? Because it seems like the Tea Party is winning on the off-year elections, and this is why we got a lot of these crazy legislators that's out here now. And they, it just seems like we don't spend enough money on the off-year elections as we do the presidential elections.
Well, listen, the Tea Party may, and Steve, thank you for your call. I appreciate you taking the time. I think, Kevin, the Tea Party certainly did come as a surprise to us during the 2010 cycle, not just in the state, but nationally. I said a little earlier on in the show that I think they've done a smart thing by focusing on local races. One of the knocks on the Democratic Party, and I'll just throw it out there, is that they play it too safe in off-year elections. That they don't spend the money on candidates. I don't know that that's, but it is one of the knocks. I don't know that that's true or not. But I think the Tea Party has changed the game a little bit, and we do have to look a little differently. I know Labor has. Labor is spending their money a lot smarter now. Part of the reason I'm on the air. I don't mean to pat myself on the back that way, but part of the reason I'm on the air is Labor understood they needed a voice. So, some of that money that might have went to a candidate went to the show.
Absolutely. The one thing I will give to the Tea Party is they are good at energizing their base. They will get their people to go, and especially like this gentleman just said on the radio here, off your elections. They go in and they take city council people out, commissioners out. They energize their people, and they go, if they get into attack mode, they're like piranha in the water. They go and they try to eat those people alive. And we have to, even as a Democratic Party. I am a lifelong, three-generation Democrat family. But there is times when we play it too soft, warm, and fuzzy. The Republicans, they play it like, and I'm just being funny here, they play it like the East Side Gangbanger. They get in power, they just come in there and they thug it up on you.
Well, they do.
They just jam it down your throat, tell you that you're supposed to like what you're eating, and just keep on eating it. And it's time in Michigan now that we tell them enough's enough, we're not taking it anymore. Middle class families of America need to stand up. I know they're beat up. I know they're overworked and underpaid, but life is going to get a heck of a lot worse if you don't open your eyes and get up.
Well, Kevin, I want to go back again to last week. The governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, stood in front of that convention and stood in front of the country and made it very clear that it's time for the Democrats to grow a backbone. Now, I got to tell you something. I had an advanced copy of that speech. That's not what the speech originally said. The speech originally said we need to straighten our backbone. He changed that to we need to grow one. It's an important change, and he was right. The Democrats have to stop pussying around, and they need to grow a backbone, and they need to start standing up for themselves, because we are not going to get help from anyone if we don't help ourselves.
Quite well said. If we don't stand up for ourselves, nobody's going to be standing at the door with us.
And that is the whole point of Proposal 2, is that it gives every working family in the state of Michigan a chance to stand up for themselves. Proposal 2 guarantees democracy in the workplace.
Absolutely. It actually shuts the door on the attack mode that these people are in. The far right is just trying to do whatever they can for special interests, big corporate money, and to slap the working class family down. They want us to be working like we did in 1950.
Yeah, well, you're right. No, there is a throwback feel to all of this. Well, anyway, we're just about out of time for today. Kevin, I can't thank you enough. It's always a pleasure to have you. We'll look forward to visiting with you again in a couple weeks. I told you before the show, Sunday morning, I'll be at Teamsters Local 243, talking to the great people, the great drivers at UPS over there. Looking forward to that. And, of course, I'll be talking to you soon enough.
Just keep doing your yeoman work out there. Just keep going large and strong.
Thank you. Kevin Moore, once again, president of Teamsters Local 299. Still to come, Chris Mialakis, president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. We'll take a break for the top of the hour, get your news from NBC, and we'll be back right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour traffic, we got slow spots on most of the freeways, but these are the accidents that are causing problems. 75 southbound just before 94, right shoulders blocked with slow traffic from the Davidson, and 96 eastbound just before the Southfield freeway, left shoulders blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be mostly sunny and 84. Tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, 74 with showers in the early mornings, and it's currently 64 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, now on for four full hours from 6...